In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We were using over 11 million bales in a domestic industry that's now down to 4 million bales. If we're going to have the kind of production that we want to sustain here in the U.S., we're moving cotton then into the export market, and that brings with it an entirely different set of stress points on the industry. So it's clear that the U.S. industry has to be prepared to deal with an international market, as well as now the challenges that are arising from a consumer and a retailer who have become far more concerned about the environment.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One is take a close look at what's happening to the consumer in the Indian subcontinent and in China, especially in the major metropolitan areas. We've seen extraordinary economic growth there. It's a mistake to simply presume that when people have money and buy textile and apparel products, it'll be cotton. Then the other area is sustainability. Cotton Incorporated is working closely on what the U.S. producer is doing, but we also need to look in a holistic standpoint. How sustainable is cotton in the textile and apparel process today? And lastly, we know that flow is a big issue. Moving that cotton from the field to an eventual consumer somewhere out there in the international world, we have to be able to do this in a way that's cost effective.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're going to bring the industry together and say, here's what we've learned. Some of this works well together. Some of it may be sort of standalone sort of efforts. In most of it, I believe there's going to be an array of choices the industry's going to look at. That's where all the seven segments in the industry and all the different regions of the country are going to have to be able to really buy in and see that there's a reason for them to be participating in this, and it's providing them a long-term view of what this industry can be and why there's going to be cotton in the United States.